We're in the Arnold Dining Commons this morning. If you go to school at SMU or you live close by and you want to say hi to us, we've got a ticket promo tent set up out front. They are giving away a Troy Aikman autographed football. You can come inside, say hi to us. And right now we're going to talk to some of the students who are here having breakfast. The great Gordo with the wireless microphone.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to thank y'all guys.
Yeah.
For what y'all have done to y'all's bodies.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
How you doing, sir?
Right.
Good, good. How many students do you think come through? You work here, right?
Yes.
Okay. How many students would you say eat in here in an average day?
Today?
Average day.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good talking to you. Take care.
He's laughing as he walks away from
you. Talk to this young student right here. What you eating, ma'am?
Yogurt and pineapple and some granola.
Wow. So you're kind of a health nut, huh?
I just like it a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. How old are you?
19.
Where'd you go to high school? It's okay. You can talk with your mouth full.
I went to Ursuline Academy.
Oh, okay. And now you're doing the SMU thing. So did you grow up here in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You didn't go very far for college.
I did not. No.
What you majoring in?
Studio art.
What the hell's that?
Basically the practice of making art.
She's an artist.
So generic. That just sounds like regular art. Why is it called studio art?
Because you're working in the studio. It's like a studio practice.
This is the most boring conversation I've ever had in my life. What about you? Close? You don't enjoy talking with me, do you?
It's fine.
Okay, all right. You're very sweet. Thank you very much. Let's talk to this guy here. What you eating, sir?
Chocolate chip pancakes.
With no syrup?
Nah.
That's kind of weird. No butter or anything?
It's pretty good, honestly.
Well, thank you for being so honest. What about whipped cream? Shouldn't you put some whipped cream on that?
I would if I was at home, but these are good enough right now.
I take it back. I thought that was the most boring conversation I ever had with that girl. I think this one is. No, what are you majoring in?
Business management and economics.
Oh, cool. Where do you want to, what kind of business and economic work do you want to do when you get out?
I'm actually pre-law, so not any. I want to do like business law.
Yeah, Gordon.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? What? Are you stoned or what? You're very halting in your speech pattern. What's going on today?
I can't really admit to being stoned on, like, the air. That's, like, not a good question to ask.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the ticket?
The ticket? I think I saw that thing outside.
That's a pickup truck, sir.
Yeah.
Or a Suburban.
Heard of it.
I don't think you have a detectable pulse, to be quite honest.
It might be fading slowly. I don't really know.
This is a severe drop in blood pressure right now. Where did you grow up?
I'm from Grapevine, Texas, so I'm about half an hour away from campus.
Mm-hmm. And what's your GPA right now?
I had a 4.0 last semester.
Damn.
Probably won't stay there, though.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And do you think it's maybe...
Oh, sorry, man. I was just joking. It's all right. We're just having fun.
You think it may be due to the coma that you're currently experiencing?
Partially. Probably.
What's your name?
Abed.
All right. Well, stay hard, Ahmed.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Gordo,
He eats his pancakes in quarters. He just cuts it in quarters and shoves them out of the mouth.
Hey, behind you, the girl in the red, I think her dad's a P1.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to her. Embarrass her in front of her father. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's your name?
My name's Kristen.
Why are you smiling, Kristen?
I'm kind of excited because my uncle is a huge fan of this radio station. Mm-hmm. And, well, he actually kind of wanted me to get a picture with you, I think.
With me?
Yeah, so it could be like in a selfie right now.
Why don't you have Ahmed take it?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's not doing
How old
anything.
Are you?
I am 19.
Okay. Okay, so let's... What happened to your phone?
I dropped that?
Getting a selfie right now.
Yeah, so you dropped your phone. Where did you drop it?
I actually dropped it just walking around campus.
That's a great story. So, and look at the way you've secured it by just putting scotch tape over the front of it.
Because someone told me to. I was like,
they were pranking you.
They were not. Is that really? Do you think
I do.
I know.
What are you majoring in? Studio art?
No, you were going to be surprised.
Do you know Ahmed over there?
I don't.
He doesn't care about anything.
Really? You go visit him in ICU sometime. Where's the ICU you're going to run? SMU.
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't want me to cut my face or my finger, so they were just like...
You can get in the hospital bed next to him. What are you eating?
I'm eating an omelet. They have, like, wonderful omelets here, so...
And a little cantaloupe?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have a boyfriend?
No, single lady.
How about Ahmed?
Wow.
I think...
You gotta go talk to him. Talk to the chocolate chip pancake guy.
All right, okay.
What'd you say you were majoring in?
I'm pre-med, but, like, there's this major called Health and Society that's... A good mix of the
so generic sounding. What's the worst experience you've had here on campus?
Oh man. Well, yesterday was kind of bad because it was rained and there was all that pollen from the trees, and I wore flip flops to class, which was just a horrible idea because when I was walking, it would like.
And there are kids that are starving in Africa. This is her worst day of all time.
Right. Like too much pollen.
Yeah, it was like tons of pollen, and I was wearing flip flops.
I mean, yeah, okay. There's much worse things.
We're like just having fun, aren't we, Kristen?
This is fun. Yeah.
What's your uncle's name? Give him a shout out.
This is Uncle Brian. hi, I love you. I hope you're listening.
What does Uncle Brian do for a living?
He is...
Like a flip-flop salesman or something?
He's not a flip-flop salesman, actually, no. I'm pretty sure he works for some law firm. Yeah.
Okay, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, you really keep track of him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Okay, well, tell him to buy you a new phone if he's works for a law firm. All right, thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, you.
Uh-huh. Thanks, you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to this guy. Well, tell us what you're having for breakfast here.
I'm having tots.
Tater tots.
Are you going to eat your tots?
Just like Napoleon Dynamite.
Tater tots and ketchup. Well,
that's all you need. It's the breakfast of champions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what year are you here?
Oh, I'm a grad student, but I'm also a coach.
Oh, really? You coach? What do you coach?
This guy, swimming.
You just coach one guy?
Well,
that's kind of a meager swimming team.
Sometimes it feels like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, George is our swimmer. You ought to coach him.
Yeah, George.
Former swimmer.
Look at George. Could you do something with George to get him in swimming shape?
He looks like he, you know, has a lot of potential.
I do.
Maybe in the next Phelps. You never know where you can find talent.
Did you go to school here as well?
No, I went to University of Connecticut, UConn.
What brought you here?
Husky.
This job, actually. So, go Ponies.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'd let him coach me. Steady diet of tots. I think that's where George got in the shape he's in.
Yeah, I ate too many tots.
George and I are on that breakfast.
I ate my way out of swimming.
Program. All right, let's talk to this guy. I guess these are the local Mormons.
Hey, your comedy's playing well here.
Yeah, you guys are, you're dressed like bicycle kind of messengers.
We're trying out for the Musers. We're going to interview for y'all today.
What are you guys wearing suits for?
We're actually going to lunch, and we're grad students.
Uh-huh.
So,
what are you taking grad, what are you grad studying?
We're MBA students, so I'm concentrating in finance, he is as well.
Why didn't you just say impressive. We're both concentrating in finance? Instead of I'm concentrating in finance, and he is as well.
Well.
Not very efficient use of the English language, but that's okay.
You're trying to draw me off sides, I think.
Yeah. Well, how much did you pay for your suit? I guess a jacket didn't come with it, did it? I don't see it anywhere.
It's in the car. Actually, my grandmother got it for me, so I don't know.
That's nice. What does your grandmother do?
She's retired.
Do you want to give her a shout-out? She's a big listener?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, good.
Hi, Grandma.
Okay, be more specific than that. That could be any grandmother.
Well, I got two, so I don't want to make one of them mad.
Well, just say, Grandma Jane, what's her name?
Grandma Paula.
Grandma Paula.
That's a weird name for a grandmother.
That is. Grandma Paula. Do you call her Grandma Paula, or do you call her like Nene or Twim Twim or something?
Just Grandma.
Well, that was a popular name in the 60s, and they're grandmas now.
What, Paula?
Paula, yeah.
Yeah, but
50s and 60s.
Doesn't everyone have stupid names for their grandparents? Like Nana and B-Ball, or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, and you never think that it's stupid until you have to explain
have to say it.
It
in public, yeah.
It happens in a conversation, and you're like, my grandpa Boobah. What about you? What's your grandma's name?
Meemaw.
Meemaw, see there?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And is Meemaw still alive?
She is.
What about Peepaw?
He's alive too.
Okay, good. You have all four grandparents still alive.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow,
that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a record. All right, we'll end with this guy here because I think he's the generic youth minister around here, aren't you, sir?
That's right. Very generic.
And what church are you associated with?
I'm a Presbyterian Church in America, and I work with Reformed University Fellowship.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand about half of that. A lot of jargon. Look at all this hair this guy has.
Yeah, he's got a good head of hair.
That's a lot of hair. You ought to sell that to science.
I already have.
I don't understand our exchange just then. What you working on there?
I'm actually teaching a Bible study tonight on 1 John. Mm-hmm. And so we're
talking 1 John
chapter 5. Uh-huh. And listening to y'all for some inspiration.
What does 1 John chapter 5 talk about?
Talks about how our faith in Christ overcomes the world.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, Gordon.
You hear that?
You listen.
See that?
To what this man is saying.
Well, good. You keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And say hi to this gentleman. He's a big piece.
He's got it made, this guy over here.
All right, let's talk to the fake Daryl Johnston over here.
I've been accused of that, yeah.
And what do you do, sir?
Read the paper, come see you guys.
Is this the guy that's retired?
He's retired at 57.
Yes. You retired at 57?
Yes.
Awesome.
What kind of business did you do?
I sold adult diapers to nursing homes, Gordon.
Way to go, Gordon.
Indeed.
Way to go.
Call it medical supplies.
Yeah, he could have said medical supplies.
Right.
He didn't have to do that. Come on.
There's a big need for it.
Yeah, Gordon.
Do you have any like catheters on you or anything I could borrow?
Maybe in the trunk of my car.
Gross. Would you ever buy a catheter out of a trunk of some guy's car?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, I guess, Craig,
I'm sorry.
There's a difference in answer there between the two. All right, would you like to give a shout-out to your wife, who's still working in order to provide you health coverage?
Yes. Cindy, she doesn't listen to the ticket, so I have to explain to her all your little bits and funny things. And
don't call them little.
Your little bits.
It's my career you're talking about.
And about your dad, Earl, and all that. So,
Cindy.
Okay.
So hopefully Cindy's friends listen and we'll tell her that she was mentioned on the air.
Yes. Nice meeting you, Gordon.
And you're going to start hitting the beer when? Around 11?
Yeah. At the golf course.
Wow. What a life.
Great
he's
life.
He's got it made.
What
he's
a life.
Winning.
And he's hanging around a college. That's kind of creepy a little bit.
Cindy better be.
He retires and goes to college. And Kristen's getting as far away from him as she can over there. So there you go. A little sample of the people here at SMU.
Nice job there, Gordo.